Radio Prague News. President Václav Klaus has rejected speculation of a secret deal at Prague Castle, which would give him more leverage in foreign policy matters. A state attorney has asked the police to ascertain whether Czech top officials who were informed about the possibility of manipulation with public tenders at the Environment Ministry did not break the law in failing to report the matter. And the gap in public finances in 2010 was lower than projected at just over 156 billion crowns. President Václav Klaus on Monday rejected speculation of a secret deal at Prague Castle, which would give him more leverage in foreign policy matters. Speaking after his traditional New Year's lunch with the Prime Minister, the President said that no secret deal had been made at the talks preceding December's no-confidence vote in the centre-right cabinet. The President called the meeting in a successful last-minute bid to restore government unity, but the content of the talks has been kept under wraps. Mr. Klaus told journalists nothing out of the ordinary had been agreed, saying that he had merely helped the parties of the coalition government to see eye to eye on some matters. The secrecy surrounding the agreement, which included the resignation of the police president, has led to widespread speculation in the media. Mr. Klaus has also come under fire for taking on too much initiative and overstepping his powers as head of state. A state attorney has asked the police to ascertain whether Czech top officials who were informed about the possibility of manipulation with public tenders at the Environment Ministry did not break the law in failing to report the matter. The case relates to a recent government scandal that led to the resignation of the Environment Minister and an unsuccessful vote of no confidence in the centre-right coalition government. It emerged that the head of the Environmental Fund had taped several conversations implicating a number of people and had warned both the former Environment Minister and the Prime Minister of what was going on weeks before the daily Mladá Fronta Dnes broke the story. Neither official contacted the police. Top economist Pavel Kohout has announced he will step down from the government's Economics Advisory Council, NERV. Mr. Kohout said his surprise decision will take effect within 3 months. He has been charged on the council with supervising work on a proposed new law on public tenders and on pension reform. But Mr. Kohout has expressed dissatisfaction with the way the new law is being drawn up under the direction of the Ministry for Regional Development, saying that the hoped-for savings by tightening up the tender system do not look like they will be delivered. He has also questioned the ministry's willingness to get to grips with the problem. The 2010 state budget posted a deficit of 156.3 billion crowns, a significant reduction against the projected 162.7 billion, the finance ministry said on Monday. This was achieved thanks to cost-cutting measures in the public sector and lower expenditures in state debt servicing. The government is committed to a gradual reduction of the gap in public finances, aiming for a balanced budget in 2016. The 2011 budget has a projected deficit of 135 billion crowns. And finally, a quick look at the weather. The first half of the week should be overcast with snow in places. Highest day temperatures should range between minus 3 and plus 1 degree Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.